Take a time. Take your time.
Thank you. Does anyone feel ready to say something? I'm not sure I'm ready. Okay, you go on up, ma'am.
I don't have a question to practice, but I would like to ask out of curiosity. We are talking about this hearing object when there is no sound, like silence.
Silence is object.
And I was just curious, when someone is born and he cannot hear from being born, from the beginning, he's deaf. If he can somehow receive this silent object?
No.
It's because he never...
Because he don't know what is sound.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's...
It's eye consciousness. Ear consciousness not happen.
So because there is no idea what is sound, he cannot know opposite.
I asked some blind people, they said they don't know about eye consciousness.
They don't know about...
they don't realize, they don't know about anything about eye consciousness.
So it's the same in case of blind people. They cannot say that they have this no seeing object.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. It was just this.
Sayada, in our last discussion, you spoke about wrong thought and right thought. And I think you said wrong thought causes suffering, right thought calms the mind down. But I'm not sure how to understand what is a wrong thought or what is a right thought.
This is basically the rooted and right wisdom. Right in meaning is understanding, wisdom leading. Wrong is deluded because don't know. He don't have wisdom. So he think what he want to think.
So could you say an insight would result from a right thought?
If anything, you have basically the knowledge. Right? Right knowledge, right information, then you can think right way.
Yeah. Okay.
And all intelligent, reasonable thinking. Sometimes problem come, we think. Reasonable. You can think reasonable, the mind settle down. Sometimes the mind you think, after thinking, immediately the mind burning or hot. That means there's no wisdom.
And I guess that's the way how to practice in daily life, then watch the mind if it goes up or down.
Yeah. Even though you are practicing, some people, I saw the many yogis, they are practicing, awareness also good, concentration also good. But no wisdom. Then immediately fear come. They do, body disappear, right? Sometimes we have experience, body disappear, form disappear. Actually, the form is because of your thoughts. The mind start to think of form, then you have an image, right?
Yeah.
If sometimes the mind cannot think about form, disappear. Form disappear, the body also not disappear. Then they are very afraid. Why they afraid? Because my body. My body disappear, my hand disappear, they afraid. And also they believe. This is impossible, right? That's why close the eye is sometimes a lot of problem. Sometimes the body sensation, they think my body is like a squeeze. Or very bended, you feel. But open the eye, this is not.
Yeah.
So this is the mind, as it make the meaning about this sensation, feeling. How do you feel? They interpret. Then next mind, believing. Deluded, he don't know what is right, what is wrong. impossible or possible, they don't know. They have immediate belief, immediately afraid. This is deluded. So that's why you don't have the right information, right knowledge, then you practice. Sometimes the concentration is very dangerous. Because he make the exaggerate, the expedient, mm-hmm. like a real, very obvious, that you don't know, the mind, no wisdom, no knowledge, then they interfere a lot. Very afraid, very frightened, and some people, they become problem. Wrong thoughts, because of my body. My body disappeared. They don't have knowledge. What happening? Never heard about it from in the experience. Now we are talking, sometimes we are explanation you heard before. So no problem. You can think, this way, that way.
But this happens spontaneously, that you can lose the feeling of the body or...
Yes, yeah. Right. One time my experience in the forest and in the alone, practice in the kuti, small kuti, lying down. That time is sometimes lying down practice, effort is weak. Suddenly my bed, behind my bed, somebody come to talk. My mind think, what are you doing? Very, very loud the sound. Immediately my a little bit afraid, then next mind believe, and this mind understand it is the mind inside the mind sound, not outside real sound. Then the mind come down. If you don't know this knowledge, some people are crazy, frightened and run away. They think somebody out in the forest, but more worse. No, nobody there. Automatically, your mind is already afraid, unconsciously. More about the woman, more fear. In the dark, already they fear. In the fear, the imagination already like what ghost or something. So knowledge, the wisdom. If you not have wisdom, then sometimes problem. Defilement can arise. In. Yeah.
And let's say the body would dissolve and there would be no fear, no
if your body disappear, better, no pain.
no pain?
Because your body body painful because of your body health. If you no body, no pain.
Yeah.
Because you're attached. You attach everything about yourself. This body also my body. You attach already.
Okay.
But you still have to eat.
Huh?
You still have to eat, for example.
Yes.
So
if you nobody, no need to eat. No need to shower. No need to shit. But I'm very busy, less busy, right? That's why in the Hindu religion, they practice the body is, they think the body is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Then they have one life, only the mind have. More body not arising, only the mind exists, no body. This is because of their concentration very high, and they want to be this happen, then can happen.
The mind you are talking about now, is it just kind of personal mind, or is it just one big mind? Kind
what?
Of you know, when you mention...
There is no big mind. The mind process happening. The mind has the only process.
Only process.
Process is happening. This process is also changing. This is the process. But so fast and so happening is very quick. That's why we think this exists. But they exist because of happening. If you're not happening, not exist. Non-stop happening, that's why.
Uh, I had an experience when I was not able to recognize my body, but the pain was still there.
The form disappear, body not disappear.
yes, like the form, yeah.
Right, that's why.
I really was looking for it, not able to recognize what is the body, but the pain was still there.
Form disappear, body not disappear. The form is you're thinking, right?
Yes.
The mind not, they forget to think, then the form disappear.
Yes.
But body not disappear. Impossible, right?
So, and how come?
But the deluded mind is a belief. That's why he afraid. Where my body?
No, I was not afraid.
And you're not afraid, other people.
Yes. But the pain was still there. Okay.
How do we disappear this body?
It was very real at that time.
I'm joking. This body disappear, no pain. Joking, not real. This will be a pain, stay there.
So Yado, what I want to ask is regarding self, regarding I. So everything what we are doing or we are thinking, we are feeling, or the defilements are we are doing because of self?
No, self is a wrong thinking, wrong idea. Idea.
But, you know, all living, what we actually do...
Yes?
...is we do for self.
If you don't have wisdom, if you don't have wisdom, very sure because of I about every center. Everybody, they think, they act, they do everything is I is center.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So all the defilements actually which come up are because of I, are because of self.
Because of wrong view, you can say wrong view.
Wrong view on self.
Yes, right. Yes.
So our aim is to understand the process of cause and effect in order to diminish the idea or awareness of self. Can I say it this way?
Our aim is to try to understand. That's all. Understand, tell you what it is.
Huh? So
understand,
we are not
telling you what it is. You understand arising, then you clearly the nature. This is a because of, this is a Western nature. Wisdom arising, wisdom know what is this.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So it is not, the aim is not to diminish the idea of self.
Yes, understanding arising, understanding the what it is, what nature's nature. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That finish. So aim is understand arising. Our mind more mature, more understanding, that's all.
But doing this, we would actually...
Otherwise, you are target to the, maybe you are target to the eye.
Yeah.
Right? I is already not exist. Only idea. Because of wrong idea.
Yeah, that's what
now,
I mean. Actually,
now changing, right idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. wrong idea and right idea. Switch.
So we should actually switch this wrong idea of I to the right idea.
Believing I exists. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Belief already exists that we.
You are believing I exist.
Yes. And I should stop believing in this.
No, cannot. If you don't have a wisdom.
But if I will have wisdom, I will stop believing in this.
The mind has wisdom.
The mind. Okay. I'm still.
Okay. How strong? Whatever say I. Yeah.
Okay.
And so, who or what is awareness?
Awareness is nature, the mind, quality of mind. Every mind has this quality. Only the human being, or they were some higher level of being. Animal, they don't have this awareness. Animal, they cannot know their mind. This is the nature. The human beings is because of wholesome mind, we get the human being life. They have the wisdom nature. There's aloba, you born with the wisdom. With the wisdom, that's why awareness is present. Diluted because of animal is because of diluted mind. If you become animal, diluted is very strong. So they don't have sati quality of the mental state. That's why they cannot know their mind. They are follow the mind. All the time they are follow the mind. Whatever the mindset, the whole mind follow, believing. They don't have this quality.
But how is it that this awareness, it's nature, right?
Because
meaning it's all around, but at the same time it is personal because it's within me.
There is a wrong view already there. Yeah?
Yes.
We are born with, not totally, we are born with the Arahant.
We are or aren't?
We are not Arahant, we are Buddhajana. But because of wholesome mind, we have this quality of life. So this is a mind state. Mind is nature. Whatever, any mind is nature. That's why human being nature is wisdom nature. If you don't have a wisdom, human being like an animal, nearly animal, sometimes worse than animal.
Hmm.
How deluded strong. People, they don't know they are seeing. Right?
Right.
So luckily, you're a human being and practice. Otherwise, you're nearly human animal. When the angry become angry strong, you look very angry people like animal. So? Yes?
If I could have the answer, I tried this practice of the practice which is the answer to your question, do you see, know that you see? Do you know that you are seeing?
Oh, do you recognize you are seeing?
So I try to recognize here and there, yeah, during day.
Yeah.
And my question is, can I say that at the moment I'm knowing that I'm seeing, actually, I don't choose any particular object, but somehow my object of awareness, object of my meditation at the moment, is the act of seeing as it, oh, your favorite word, as it is.
Yes, see happening, see process.
Yeah, so it's not like seeing, it doesn't matter what, but just the somehow the ability of see, to see. And yeah.
Seeing process happening, this is a meditation object.
Okay.
Not all of people or flower or concept object. Seeing process is meditation object.
Okay, thank you.
These last few days, I've been dealing a lot with physical discomfort.
Oh.
And so I've come to the retreat with various different symptoms. So I've been moving through my defilements, maybe, possibly.
Oh, more angry, more disappointed or upset?
Well, I mean, I put a question mark, sleepiness to start with.
Oh, because arrived. The body not well.
Yeah, and then there was sore throat. Yeah.
Right.
And then
right.
There was something else. So it's okay. But I haven't. It's felt like my mind isn't so clear.
Yes.
Is that right? When you're, you
right,
know,
nature. This is, for beginner. For beginner, the mind quality is body quality not good. The mind quality also weak.
Yeah, that's
this
right.
Is the nature. But if you're advanced yogi, the quality of mind is.
It doesn't matter.
Not, right.
No.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Sometimes I've been able to watch the sleepiness. And also, I was going to ask a question about the whole, when you're sleeping and when you fall, when you feel that tiredness, how to meditate. Well, no, what's the question? It's more about...
Easier, because of tiredness, easier to see, right? Very obvious object,
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
already calm.
Yes.
Not active.
So it's quite useful.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Actually, if body's sick, easy to meditate. No need to find the object. Yeah. The object's already there. Very obvious.
Mm.
Only you have to be right view. That's all.
Mm.
But if you have a right view, meditation automatically happens.
And that means not a resistance to
it.
Right.
That's
the
right
view is.
Yeah. If you're not resistant, the mind already have somebody calm.
Yeah.
If you are some people sick, they are not active. They are not interested outside thing. Right?
Yeah.
If you're active, if you are sick, then everything is important.
Yeah.
When you are sick, other thing is not important. Don't care. Right? The mind already is passive, more stable, more calm.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a right view, the sickness is become object.
Yes, that's I can see that. Yeah. And I also, there is a need to sleep more when you're ill.
Yes, need to rest.
And that's
rest.
Okay.
Body also need
is
to rest.
It, that's okay then, because I seem to be sleeping, having to go and have a lie down for half an hour.
Yeah,
and then
no
I go
problem.
Into sleep and then out. But I'm just interested also how you, I try and watch my breath, and then I'm asleep, you know. So.
Yes, that's no problem.
Okay, thank you.
So in daily life, would you recommend to practice with the symptoms, or would you prefer to choose other objects?
For me, I try to, when I practice, a feeling is obvious. Uh-huh. Because that time I'm very depressed.
Uh-huh.
So feeling is an obvious object.
Yeah.
Right? Then I use this object as a main object and know there are other things.
So I'm doing
feeling
this.
In daily life, feeling is also, if you apply this long time, feeling is obvious, neutral or pleasant or unpleasant, only three things.
Yeah.
Sometimes pleasant, sometimes unpleasant, neutral is rare.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes neutral, not pleasant or not unpleasant. Mm. Most of the time you are pleasant or unpleasant, sometimes happy, sometimes not happy. Like this.
Yeah.
So you can watch your feeling state, also object.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can see why the mind is peaceful, why the mind is relaxed, why the mind is suffering, how the mind thinking because of feeling, and thinking is relationship have. So mental and physical also relationship have.
Yeah.
So you more aware of the feeling, then you know the mind also, physical also, can know both.
So you mean by practicing, there's more understanding of what's going on, right?
Yeah, all the time you aware of your, you stick to your feeling and awareness.
Okay. So you wouldn't recommend...
If you wake up, how do you feel?
Yeah.
You see something, how do you feel?
Yeah.
You hear something, how do you feel?
Okay.
All the time you practice like this, yeah. Become automatic. Every feeling come, you know.
Yeah, yeah. This is what I do, but I'm just wondering if you may say if in daily life there's too much struggle, tension,
yeah.
If we should choose another object, which I personally do not prefer, but what's your...
Sometimes you can use a physical object also. Some people, they use the breathing. Breathing, although this is a connection to the mind.
Yeah.
Closely. But,
yeah.
The mind agitates, the breathing short.
Mm-hmm.
The mind is peaceful, the breathing normal.
Mm-hmm.
Relax. Mm-hmm. Then you can see.
Okay.
Can I? What you were talking about made me think about if you're observing what comes up, what arises, cravings or aversions.
No. Even in not craving, aversion, also you observe the mind.
Present
or awareness or samadhi or whatever.
All right.
You watch the mind. Then the craving comes, you know.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Right here, these days I've been practicing with just very simple things like the window is open, cold air comes in, do I feel aversion or the sun craving, things like that. Will this practice, has it happened in your experience, that for strong, that for deep, ingrained states of mind with craving or aversion, like something as a child... Maybe something happened and that created a strong aversion or a strong craving in my mind. Could this practice also help wisdom in that sense?
Yes, can. Your mind is ready. If your mind is all the time awareness strong, you build up and also some understanding there, any experience arising, you can understand something. You learn something. You can learn something from your experience, pleasant or unpleasant, whatever appear. The understanding can arise, depend on your mind, how strong you are, how skillful you are. The mind is ready. Very simple object come, sometimes you can understand deeply.
Great, thank you.
Sayado, yesterday day before yesterday, I was watching mind during walking meditation, and I find out that mind cannot be aware of two objects at once. That when I'm aware of my walking, and suddenly there are sounds, that the mind is somehow jump to the sounds, and then jump back to the walk.
Yeah. Because so your awareness is go to the object. Stay, go to the object.
So
if you are staying in the annoying mind or awareness, then it's different. Now is you know the mind, go to the object, go to the leg, and go to the sound. So this is not skillful yet. Stay going. Mm-hmm. If your next step, the mind moves stronger and understanding the knowing mind or awareness, that time the sound, two objects come to the mind.
I was asking myself whether it's because I'm focusing too much or...
Yeah, you are focused to the object. Stay focusing to the object. You cannot aware of your mind state or know your mind or awareness yet.
I know that when the mind
if you
is...
That's why if you are focused to the object, you cannot aware many objects many same time. Difficult.
Because I also...
Very tired. Because of fire, right? Here is another door. That body sensation, another door. You need to go there. That's why I said this is a worker state. Manager state, different.
So when the mind is more relaxed, then it can be aware of many objects at once.
Not only the relax, understanding how to watch the mind also.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, and maybe the second question. During this retreat, I have a problem with... time awareness, or how to say it. I don't know whether I do something, it was yesterday or it was 2 days ago.
Yes.
And, you know,
sometimes people, the day before, so someone said, please, where I am, please disappear. Where I am, she don't know, the one lady, not remember where she is, wake up time. Sometimes the mind, this is a location, concept is the mind thinking. Time also concept. If you don't know that, if you forget to think about the time, then your time disappear. You don't know this or tomorrow or where, morning or sometimes, eating finished or not, think.
You know, but it's... I hope this won't be after the retreat, because
what?
In the work or...
afraid it will continue after the retreat.
Oh, no, not happening. You know, this is a normal. Sometimes you forget the where you place to do the things, right? You forget where you put. That's still similar.
Okay.
So I.
If you are more aware, memory is more. If your awareness is strong, stronger and stronger, memory also very clear and clear. Don't worry.
I also noticed how the mind is jumping to the object.
Mm.
So then it continues that I was more aware of more things at once.
Mm.
And then it continues that the mind was somehow still, and many objects coming one after each other very quickly.
Mm.
And I was able to recognize just that it was
happening.
Yes.
No need to follow.
No need to follow.
Yeah.
And what's the instruction? It lasted just for.
Just see the process. Even don't look.
Yes.
Just see the experience. That's enough. Don't look. If you look, then you see. Sometimes the craving comes.
It happened.
Yes.
That happened. After a while. Okay, so that means like to look as long as I can at this state to stay there.
Yes, until you become arahant.
Okay.
As long as you can. Until you become a light of it.
And then we can stop, right?
Right.
You should stop.
Saido, I want to ask about chanda, inclination towards...
chanda is... So?
If craving for some goal or something comes in, can it become an obstacle? Can it...
No. This is aim is aim, right? You need to target... What you want to get the level, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's why we wish what we want to be. But not all the time attached to the just immediately kept coming. That's why you have a target, then you go there. Whatever you do for this, right? This is target. And China is, you know, you understand very well about this is good. And this is good, that's why you want to be. So that's why we try. Chanda is a motivation, is a wisdom, leading. He not want to be immediately arrive. He understand there is a road good. So go, step by step. One day, you arrive, right?
So it's more like a direction
to go.
It's not the point, it's the direction.
Chanda is no hurry. He want to be. He understand this is a good, that's why he want. Craving is leading, is motivating, is deluded. He think this is a good. He don't understand what he think. He is a good. He think what he good. That's why he try to get this very hard like this.
Yeah.
So very tense, very hurry.
And actually, this hurrying is the hindrance for getting, for
awareness
progressing.
Gone. Right,
in that way.
Because of hurry, then awareness gone. You know awareness. Because of motivation is, the defilement nature is no wisdom. You want the deluded is motivate, then awareness is not opposite. Eagerness and awareness is opposite. When someone awareness continuously arising, he cannot eager. Very relaxed, easy going. Right?
So the effort somebody puts in depends on the wisdom one has, right? To make it a wholesome direction or wholesome progressing.
Yes.
It depends on the wisdom somebody has to advance in a good manner.
Right way,
Right
way. Before you think this is a good, then you like. Now another you like. So how many you like? Right? If you think you good, you think good, now different, right? That's why you like it. Oh, this is a good, you judge, you know, you think this is a good, you like.
I guess in the beginning, some liking must be there, otherwise one doesn't get stuck on it.
No? A lot of the ludi, so everybody can think many things like.
I have a short question on how, if you can say a little bit more how to watch the mind, actually.
Huh?
How to watch the mind, because there was a discussion, you know.
Okay. Yeah. So if you know or understand what is the mind, then you can watch the mind. If you don't know what is the mind, you cannot watch. This, because the mind is nowhere, no form, no shape, no color, so cannot focus. If your focus must be have a location, then location has you can focus. But the mind is nowhere, happening. So this is you can understand what is the mind, then you can know the mind. That's why I ask the people, how do you know you have a mind? You said? How do you know you have a mind?
By acts of knowing.
Huh?
By acts of knowing.
Knowing, yes. Knowing mind. Knowing is mind. Then you understand this is knowing is mind. Then you are aware of the knowing. Then you can wear the mind. Then another one. Anything else? Why is the mind?
Because of the thinking.
Thinking is mind. So every time you notice your thinking, this aware the mind. And then?
Imagination?
Yeah, imagination, mind though. Yes, you can say, but difficult. Because imagination is concept, then you don't know, that time you cannot aware and you can involve. But thinking the same. Thinking, because of thinking, imagination or thoughts, we know that with the concept. We are not really understanding thinking is mind yet. Because of concept, we can know words, sound, image in the mind, right? This we can know, experience. But we don't know understanding yet about the mind nature. Every time you notice the thinking happening, this nature. When you understand it happening, a little bit you can understand it, nature is happening. Then?
In dreams.
Dream is for thinking, same. Dream is thinking, image, imagination. Intention, desire, intention to move, intention to do. So if you know your intention also, you know the mind. So many times you notice this, aware of this, happening. Then slowly the mind understands how to watch the mind, because these are mind. The mind happening itself. And then experience teach you to how to watch your mind later.
What about insight? Where is insight?
Insight is conditioning. When the cause is complete, insight will arise. Mm-hmm. If your conditioning is complete, right? The mind is balanced, awareness, samadhi, effort, faith and wisdom. This five faculty is become balanced, very strong, and they do their job and working together. At that time, understanding can arise.
In the mind.
Yeah. Only wisdom arising in the mind. Defilement also arising in the mind. Observing also mind.
What about the observing mind?
Observing also mind. The mind, you can know the mind happening or he's doing. Because we can know the reality is basically his characteristic and his job. You can understand the reality, only these three things, four things. Lakana, yata, pisupatambadata. How do you say? Lakana is sign. Sign, his characteristic or sign. Another one is his case, his Judy. The mind have his own, his Judy. Different mind, different Judy.
What is Judy?
Walk.
Okay, yes.
Knowing is he doing, know the object. Feeling is he feel the object. Right? This is the mind, different function mind, different activity, different job. If you really understanding the reality must be this factor, sign or characteristic and job and how is it? This that number three very difficult to say. Four is cause and effect about this. Why this happening? This is you can understand in reality these four things. Because in concept don't have this kind of characteristic. Concept is concept. Concept is the main concept. Reality have their own, their characteristic have, their job, they have their job. And they happening all the cause and effect process. Anything happening because of reason. Without reason cannot happen. Mm. Without cause cannot happen. Right. Mm. Good. More clear myself. more clear myself. I explain my understanding more clearly. Very good.
It's a not clear question, but you're talking about reality, weren't you? So that's different to concept, and reality has this cause and effect involved in it.
Yes, reality is always have cause and effect.
There's a different feeling in reality. It feels different. You feel different in reality than in concept.
Different than what? The reality is can understand, that's all.
Yeah.
Just reality is a wisdom object.
Right.
No wisdom, you cannot see the reality. Reality, it can understand. That's why very subtle, very soft. This is difficult to understand. Cannot touch. Not solid.
You can't.
Can understand it, right?
It's difficult to understand reality, did you say?
Difficult to say, but difficult to understand is too much.
Mm.
Not very difficult.
No.
Difficult means is about practice, right?
Mm.
More practice is more easier.
Mm.
Less practice, difficult.
More practice, you see reality more clearly.
No. Try to practice right way, skillful. Then the can chance to come, wisdom come.
Mm.
Because difficult, you cannot say difficult, because in the history, seven years old also can get enlightenment. So this is not very difficult, I think.
Gosh.
7 years old children can understand enlightenment. This is a history, but we cannot see this life. But in the Sri Lanka or in India, in history, they have many samanera. The 7-year-old child can get enlightenment. So this is not very difficult, I think, because we have a lot of defilement, very complicated. That's why we're still not coming.
I was going to say, why can't we get it? But that's why you answered that question. Because of our defilements. Yeah.
We have a lot of defilements covered, so we cannot see, we cannot understand arising because of defilement too much. So when the defilement little part and less and less and less, that time understand easy to arise. That's why we are all the time practice, beautify our mind. Buddha only see, don't do bad things, do good things, and purify your mind. He said, that's all. It purify the mind, it become purified, understanding arising. We can do is a good quality of mind increase, bad quality of mind lower and lower. Depend on the defilement, less and less, less, the mind easy to chance, many, more chance to come understanding. Yes, I need to watch to make the video out the photo. I forgot. Yeah. Finish my time. Done. Okay.
Can you talk a bit about the faith? How faith plays.
Faith.
What it means, faith and how it plays out in practice.
How do you say? Faith is a believing or faith, confident. The definition is a confident of faith or believing.
It's confidence of
practice. Yeah, confident.
Or
so if you are more understanding about the value about what you are doing, then confidence is increased. Right? Willing to do it. Faith is increased.
It's a lack of doubt.
Yes.
Yes.
If you're more understanding, then doubt is less. More understanding, then you want to do more.
It just rises.
Right,
sense
yes, itself. That's why I said you need to understand the value about your practice. When you practice, how you get the benefit. When you are not practice, how your quality of mind was. This is a compare. So when you practice, you see the mind quality, how what's happening. When you're not practice, sometimes you check how quality of mind. You can compare slowly. You can see the benefit. So if you're more understanding of benefit about your doing, then your willing to do is increase. For me, it's because of deliberation. I practice to leave. That is a value. I understand. You can practice, your mind is relieved. If you not practice, suffer. This is so obvious, so I cannot stop. Right? But because of the mind knowing, understanding, if you're doing, you relieve. If you're not doing, very suffering. So too much obvious, this comparing is so close. So I cannot stop.
When we go back to normal life, normal life.
Yeah, normal life. Yeah.
Yeah.
So meaning it is this is abnormal life.
No, I don't. we're all going to continue practicing.
This
anyway,
area is this center is not abnormal. Coming. Yeah, really. The everything is okay. Yeah? No need to worry about the food.
Yeah.
No need to worry about the sleep. So this is abnormal. Yeah. No more life like this. No, you can think about worry, anxiety all the time, right? You need to survive your life.
Yeah.
Right. Like a zoo and forest. Animal, they go to their zoo. They cannot survive long time. This is abnormal place for animal zoo.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're like in the zoo now.
Right. Everything make Okay. So in your daily life, you go back then, they cannot survive. If you stay long time in center, then they cannot do this.
Yes. Right. It's hard. Yes. I was just going to ask about formal practice. Would you encourage us to sit every day for an
hour? Okay, you have a time.
So that was the question.
You have a time, try. No. One time, two times, sit.
Sit for an hour a day? Or doesn't
not,
matter?
Not fix the time.
No, just sit twice a day or something. You have any recommendation?
Yeah, if you have time.
If you have time.
For me, sometimes 5 minutes also sitting meditation, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Every time I free, formal practice happens. Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify one thing. It seems that in the meditation, like any kind of meditation, samatha or vipassana, we can use focusing, like two different kinds of energies. One is focusing, right? And the other one is knowing, just open awareness. And it seems that focusing energy is something that we are very familiar with because it seems that it's something that defilement is using all the time. Is that right?
What?
The defilement is using focusing all the time because
it's most of the, if you not understand very well, must be focusing is become motivation is defilement. But samatha practice cannot. If you are skillful, samatha like this also no defilement. They have a right attitude. Right attitude. Actually, samatha like this also they are focused, but not too much. They are very patient and put the mind to the object again and again.
Right, because it's neutral object, right?
Yeah, neutral object.
Because no they judgment.
Put again and again and again. That's
right,
all. Yeah. Not pushing like this.
Right. Yeah.
They put on the object the mind like this. Not pushing like this, but people are like this.
Right.
That's why the energy waste. Real samatha also put like this, again, 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 again. Very patient. That's why the mind slowly pattern, momentum coming.
Right.
There's also momentum. Yeah. That's why concentration become momentum.
Yeah, right. But but there are like two kinds of energy, like focusing and knowing. Just knowing.
Awareness, yeah.
But when we just think about like what energy is defilement using?
Yeah, right.
Defilement is always using just focusing energy.
Focusing, right? Yeah.
Defilement
right.
is always using focusing.
Yes, right.
So defilement can never use knowing.
Awareness cannot. Or open awareness.
Open awareness.
This is a wisdom can do this.
Only wisdom can use open awareness.
Right? Yes. Yeah. Right. That's right. Very good. Yeah. I never think this way.
Yeah.
Oh, this is very nice. Yes, right.
I just want to ask about what you were saying about the samatha practice. If you do it in a correct way and you have the right view this way.
Right attitude means no craving.
Okay.
No craving. If so you're craving, it's wrong practice coming. Wrong samadhi comes. Wrong samadhi can come. Because of motivation is loba, they can put energy.
Yeah.
Oh, then become concentrated. But too energy is too strong. Because of lava is behind push all the time. So that's why this energy is very difficult to control.
But let's say somebody does it in a good way and there's no defilements.
Yes, they suppressing the defilement. They use the awareness, samadhi, effort continuously. That's why the mind becomes jhana, first jhana, second jhana. Because of, if you have a craving of lava very strong, you cannot get the jhana.
But is this a sufficient condition to get enlightened then? Or
because samatha,
defilements
samatha,
are waiting?
No, cannot. If after samatha, very calm, then he can see the mind. Because the concentration is very calm, very peaceful. That time you move the mind state to watch the mind state. That time vipassana started.
Oh, okay.
Then you can see the mind, then mind connection to the five sense door. Then the all open. Open. Then you can practice vipassana.
Okay.
Samatha only cannot get that wisdom. Because he is busy to concentrate. Cannot investigate. Right? Cannot learning. To try to be concentrated. So very busy. The mind is not just doing this. Cannot think anything. If you're thinking, also the mind is a little bit thinking about, one become wandering, the mind can't concentrate. Right?
Yeah.
That's why slowly, slowly, with that disappear. If you beginning with that, with that is a thinking. With that is a, like a thinking, you need to put the object, direction to the object. That's a with that. Second jhana, with that disappear. So you are not thinking anything. He only do that, this object. The mind is, how to say this? I don't know.
Cover,
not cover. He try to, his the mind attention is only here. Before is with thinking, the mind is go to the object, right? Now no need to with thinking. No need to push to the mind to here. The mind is enjoying or
absorption.
Can say like this. Vichara. He thinking about, he try to make this object all the time attention. And that jhana disappear. Then only with the piti, then piti and sukha together like this. That time the mind more less thinking. And after piti finish, fourth jhana, fifth jhana, like it, like this. No more thinking.
And can one get to the jhanas through the vipassana way?
Can. But first jhana enough. Our Buddha is become first jhana, then he changed to the vipassana. No need to four jhana. Four jhana is so strong. Sometimes you don't know the breathing. You are breathing nearly stop. So quiet. But very calm, very peaceful, then if you can enjoy.
But when you were talking about these four kinds of happiness,
yeah,
the second one is
jhana happiness,
right?
Right, yeah.
But this if you enjoy this, it seems that it's very connected with sense, because it's the mind that is enjoying the mind state.
Yeah, this because of piti, enjoying the continued momentum.
So it seems like it's the first kind of happiness, because it's still sense happiness.
Yeah, sense happiness. This also good happiness.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Higher than ordinary.
Ordinary sense. Right, yeah. Ordinary is agitate.
Right.
He's a more subtle and more calm, more peaceful, more tranquil, like this, right? This also feeling. Wisdom and happiness is different, not feeling.
Yeah.
Because of understanding, the mind very happy. Because of understanding, real understanding, calm, the mind so energized, powerful, very, how to say?
Confident.
Confident, calm, energy, good energy is coming.
What do you think about bodily practices like yoga to calm the mind?
Yes, yeah. Because he's thinking about the present moment, that's why he calmed down.
And that's what I want to ask you. Okay.
Because he only pay attention to the present moment. He forget to think about anything.
Okay.
That's why the mind calmed down.
Okay.
Sayada, I'm still trying to make some sort of map. Map of the words and terms and practice for the daily life when I go back. And I was wondering, because I think I understand now that mind cannot be treated as any sort of place and sphere, or it's a process, yeah? Process. Mind is a process happening all the time, new and so on. But I was trying to put somehow in my head the relation between this process and awareness. The relation between those two things, not things, but categories of mind and...
Whatever, tell.
Sorry. And I was wondering, can you say that awareness is like mind which knows about its own activity and business?
Yes.
Is it like good definition?
Yes, right.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. For my private use here.
Everything in process. They do their job. Okay. Experience, object also, they do their job. Awareness also, he do his job. They are also process, he's also process. Like a two train like this. Two train together like this, he can see that this train, everything, right? So this train also, he do his way. He go his way like this.
The way you make gestures, it looks like those are two different trains. I was wondering if rather awareness is some sort of function of the mind.
This is amazing. Example. Example. What do you mean?
Like, they are both processes doing their own job, but you cannot say that awareness is some sort of just function of the mind.
Different function of the mind.
Different function of mind.
Loba is different function of mind. Loba, he flew his way, right? Awareness is a good state of mind. He flew his way. They cannot combine Hosan and Hosan together. No way.
Okay, thanks.
When you talk about wisdom, Sado,
Wisdom, understanding, every day.
Is it sampajana?
Oh, no? Jhana is different.
Sampajana.
You can sampajana is also wisdom, right?
So
different words, meaning the
same meaning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sati sampajana, right?
So awareness, wisdom.
In the Satipatthana Sutta, they use sati sampajana. Yes, that's why I asked. Thank you. Atabi tamasano satima. Atabi tamasano satima. Atabi effort, tamasano wisdom. Satima is sati. In Satipatthana Sutta. Yeah.
And can you just make clear the relationship between sati and sampajana?
Yeah, sati, if you said, because of sampajana is a panya, wisdom. So they are in the mind, is one mind, many mental state together. Right? One mind, many mental state together. Awareness and wisdom is together coming. If without awareness, wisdom cannot come.
This is right. So sati sampajana is awareness with wisdom.
Right. Yes.
I see.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also apamada. It's the apamada is the same as sati.
Wisdom. Sati wisdom together.
Together.
Right. Okay. Don't forget the right things, or don't forget that these three characteristics. Right? So this is understanding.
Not forgetting.
Yeah, so you can say wisdom, sati already there.
Yeah.
Cannot separate. Wisdom and sati cannot separate. Beginning, you are very weak wisdom, we can try to aware.
Yeah.
Right? Try to know, but we are not understanding yet. Slowly understand, growing the sati and wisdom together.
Automatically.
Yes, right.
And concentration also comes automatically together with that?
Yeah, if you have a wisdom, samadhi already there.
Thank you.
But concentration samadhi, is sometimes you don't have a wisdom.
Yes.
Right.
Maybe one last question. There are too many teachers who stress the samadhi and the concentration. Why is that? Why is that? They say you must go through focusing and concentration, and only then you can grow sati.
Because of this, they said you must have samadhi, then you have a wisdom. So they try to get the samadhi first.
Yes.
But get the samadhi is a two way. Concentration or understanding. Okay. So if you have a wisdom, also samadhi can come. And concentration, also samadhi can come. But concentration is a dangerous, is maybe wrong samadhi.
Okay.
Right? If you don't have a wisdom, knowledge, wisdom, not have samadhi become misa samadhi, wrong samadhi can happen. Very easy to say, focus. Actually, people are actually in their daily life, they are already focused. Automatic. Everything they focus, go and see, All our motivation is craving. Or defilement. Every defilement, they focus to the object. They absorb the they try to catch the object and they feel. This is nature. That's why their focus is very habit, very easy. Everybody can focus. No need to teach. Automatically, if you're liking something, automatically your eye chop. One object you liking, the mind can no move. Automatically go there.
Sayadaw, these days there is, it seems there is an increasing amount of people who say they attain some state of liberation in the West. And I'm wondering, many of them report it just happens, they fall into this state.
What? Somebody say this retreat?
No. Unfortunately not.
He wasn't there. Unfortunately.
Oh, fortunately, yeah. Yeah.
So, what do you mean?
So, I'm wondering if it is true. Have they just been lucky and all conditions were fulfilled, that just something small happened for them to be, I don't know, liberated or enlightened, whatever? Or is it a state which is different from liberation? Do you understand?
Some people say they are enlightened.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
yeah.
You know,
right, right, right.
We don't know.
Yeah, right. We don't know. We cannot know.
Yeah. Also, if very sure he said he's like then, I am not believe. Mm-hmm. Mm. Very sure. Mm. I don't want to believe. If you really understanding people, they don't want to show. You know? They don't want to show.
They don't want to show because of tradition or because they
because
are
of
understanding.
Understanding. Mm. They don't want to show. Mm. They like people together, the same. No, very different.
So I would like to ask back about defilement. So.
Yeah?
About the defilement.
About,
yeah.
About the...
What?
About the defilement, so?
Yeah. So every time I don't understand some situation correctly and I do something back, I create a defilement. How a defilement is created? How?
Because of deluded.
So every time I do some bad action...
Yeah, because you don't know what is right, what is wrong. That's why the deluded is present. So any defilement can come.
And so I can, you know, the defilements, if I imagine, they are stored in some box somewhere.
No, and this is a, you cannot say like this.
No.
They're always not present. They're also conditioning. But you can say it is a potential, right?
Potential.
So Loba is not always in the mind.
So every
they have a potential, but potential background is have a potential. If your conditioning comes, they appear.
Mm-hmm.
There are three levels of definement. There's a root. root cannot see. And root cannot see. You cannot apply this. Okay. This mind. Root, they have the very, their potential have.
Uh-huh.
This we call, Bali call is, mean, this water. This level. Second stage is appear in the mind. That stage is appear in the body.
Okay.
Show the body and language when talking or action, vowel action, perfect action. So, first level, we cannot go and touch. Mm-hmm. It is a potential. Only this level can touch is only Mecca Phalanyana. Last understanding. Enlightenment can touch this level. That's why they come again many times, arising. The conditioning, they arise.
So it's like weeding a garden. You know, I can touch the weed, but I can't go to the roots. Here.
Right, right. In the root there, but you don't see the plant, right?
Mm.
So how to eat, right?
Mm.
They have the potential already there. The raining come, fertilizer time, then they appear. Very glow. Very beautiful.
And are these defilements which I created during this life, or I can carry some defilements from previous life?
We don't know how long. How long? That's why I also don't know.
So
Buddha said, cannot see the beginning. Cannot see the beginning. How do you see? One Siyano told me, no beginning. This is funny. No beginning. There's a no beginning. But concept world cannot say, but reality world you can say because of defilement, because of deluded.
So I don't truly know my enemy because I don't know how many or how much defilement is.
But present waiting. Moment important now happening. This is a problem. You take care of this only this present moment, right? This is a real. Okay, so more practice. More practice.